mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
This is good right here.
See? Yeah, it's really good.
Who is this?
Billy Valentine. Write that down.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay. I'll be looking that up later. Hour two of the program. Glad to have you here. You were telling me during the break, you had an interesting encounter at the Ingles gas pump today. This could be like a PSA for everybody out there.
Well, I just... Okay, number one, I went in and got my salad. Code 350 on your scanner for those keeping track at home.
That's the bin.
Yeah.
If you want the bin, it's code 350.
Code 350. Discount code 350. Not a discount code. Not a discount code. No, but all seriousness, I go in and get my groceries and a few things, and they had the big crates of water. For $5, the big thing.
Shut your
of
mouth.
Of bottled water. So, needed that for the house. Anyway, so I get gas on my way out, diesel, and I am get 30 cents off using my card and my points. But on the other side of the pump, there's a lady. I could hear her struggling with the pump handle. Like, you know, you can hear that metal hitting, and I looked over there, Quack. And she is trying to force the diesel pump into her car. And fortunately, it's too big. And so I did point that out to her. But, oh, man, disaster avoided.
That would have been bad, especially if she's like, well, I guess it doesn't fit, and then tried to run it from there. That would have been rough.
The point there is that I did my good deed for the day. The bigger point is 30 cents off my gas today.
Ooh.
30 cents.
Low prices, love the savings. That's what we like. Mm-hmm. I got to give you a couple of these numbers. In fact, this needs a nerd alert right here. You can't find these stats everywhere.
Nerd alert!
Whoa, 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 wait a second, Doc. You mean to tell me that this is a nerd alert?
That's right, Marty. We've entered a nerd alert.
Grassnerds.com, boys and girls. Grassnerds.com. You go there, you see what nerds can do to your grass. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable, the difference. Grassnerds.com. This is, you know, a texter pointed out South Carolina's offensive line. And they're like, you know what, it really doesn't. Texter said this earlier on the Adams Kirby text line. You know, it really doesn't matter who plays quarterback for South Carolina if they don't do a better job up front. Did we not have that question? Is that not something we said that, like, Sellers makes the offensive line look better because he just makes these individual plays, but the offensive line was still dreadful last year. I have Havoc ranks and Havoc allowed ranks, okay?
Of course you do.
This is... you can find the raw numbers at cfbstats.com, but this is basically a way to do... tackles for loss, pass breakups, forced fumbles, interceptions, and sacks for and against, okay? So if you're a defense with a high havoc rate, it means you got a lot of tackles for loss and sacks. You got a lot. You're getting your hands on passes, and you're forcing fumbles, okay? And if you're good on offense, it means that you're not allowing any of those. For example, I'll give you Clemson's to start. Clemson's havoc rate right now, their havoc rate defensively is 56th. Okay, pretty average. That jives with what we're thinking, slightly above the midway point of the country. They're 35th in havoc allowed. So, and after a game where you literally did not give up a single tackle for loss, that probably makes sense. South Carolina is 130th in the country in havoc allowed. And I am going to propose to you that more so than who the quarterback is, that is the most important thing. In fact, I could also tell you that that might be a reason why you wouldn't do what I suggested and put one of those young guys back there. They're 130th in havoc allowed with Lenoris Sellers. Can you imagine when not Lenoris Sellers is back there? Just getting beat to death? That is not... Missouri, I wasn't going to say this, but I am. Missouri is 11th in havoc rate on defense. It's a good way... It's not the worst way to make your picks. It's to look at these havoc stats. Ben, I'll send you the link. I got my link. I'll send it to you. I'm not going to let anybody else know, but you can have it. Missouri 11th, South Carolina 130th in havoc allowed. That's kind of setting up as a disaster for South Carolina this weekend. I don't care who the quarterback is. Could be Doty, could be anybody. So I just want to throw that out there because I know I was very forceful, like, why in the world are you playing Doty? Well, at least we know Doty can get out of Dodge. I don't know that about Nolan. I don't know that about Cutter Woods.
One quick question, then we'll go back to the phone here. When did Nick Harbor go out of that game last week? It was first half, right?
Great. It was first half sometime. I'd have to go back and look at exactly when. Yeah, he did not play second half.
Two-part question. How confident is South Carolina in their wide receiving core right now? Especially without Nick Harbor. Now, you know, he's still learning to catch the ball, but he's got just some God-given talent and God-given ability that you just can't teach. He is big and fast. But, you know, I would think he would be a pretty good target for a Luke Doty type, though, that came into the game. Him and maybe a tight end, they threw quite a few times to the tight end as well. But, number one, I'm not sure how confident South Carolina is in their wide receiver room right now. And then you lose Nick Harbor. So if you're Shane Beamer, is it possible you're playing Doty because, well, number one, he's not a freshman. Been there, done that. You weren't expecting to have to play anybody other than Sellers in that game. And in your mind, you're thinking, okay, if the passing game dies, at least he can run the ball, or so we think. And as it turns out, he struggled to run the ball too. I mean, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you go to your emergency plan and you think, okay, who's going to give me something that if all else fails, I can do this? You know, not to mention that we were talking during the break, you know, Aaron Nolan's left-handed. So you got to make some other changes in your, you know, personnel-wise, I would think. Bring in a left-handed quarterback in. You're going to at least flip your tackles, I'm guessing.
I don't know. 130th in havoc rate. You might keep them the same and see what happens. You know.
I don't know. I'm trying to find the reason that we saw Doty and not anybody else.
I did say Jared Cook a while ago plays for South Carolina. If only Jared Brown is who I'm thinking about. Jared Brown's been a non-factor in the receiving core. The leading receiver through three games is Nick Harbor, who has caught 7 passes. Like, that's, to your point, that's not very good. And Harbor, 165 yards. Nobody else has 100 receiving yards. I say what you want about Clemson. I mean, not that we have to compare it to Clemson.
Yeah,
but
we don't. We're not talking about Clemson right now.
That's right. But you could see the patterns of who's getting the ball. To me, it's literally whoever's there. There's no. I don't know of a discernible pattern of who's getting the ball at South Carolina. The fact is, like, everybody's getting it, but I'm not sure there's a good rapport being built with many players. Harbor, like you say, Harbor's got 7 catches, and he's taking the top off the defense. This receiving core, without the fear or threat of a guy who could take the top off a defense, is very average, in my opinion, unless they do some other stuff, especially with if Sellers is out. And we don't know that. They're going to come out on... They're going to come on Wednesday with today with their injury report, and we'll see if Sellers is there. Shane Beamer did say yesterday, if you don't practice Tuesday and Wednesday, you're not playing. And I don't know that I've not seen any report, one maybe out there, whether Sellers was at practice yesterday. Let's go to Mike and Anderson, who joins us next. What's up, Mike?
Not much. Enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you.
Clark, I had a, I consider maybe a hard-edged question about the Tigers, but very quickly before I ask my question, you and Ben were talking about your problems with punctuality earlier in the show, and back in the early 80s, 80 and 81, I worked for a builder, and it was your grandfather, Grandfather Bill, and I was famous for being late, and your grandfather, I guess he still is back then, was a very tolerant fella.
He is.
He never really got mad, never lost his cool, but he did take me to the side one day, and I was, I don't know, 24, 25, maybe somewhere in there, and he said, Mike, look, let me teach you a lesson that will serve you well for the remainder of your life. He said, if you have to be somewhere at 8 o'clock, pretend that you have to be there at 7:30. That way you'll leave 30 minutes earlier, and eventually that will become a habit, and as he said, later in life it would serve me well, and it really did, because probably a year later or so, I finally figured it out, and I wasn't late anymore. So talk to your grandfather about that if you need to.
I will.
It helps. It really does. It helps. So great guy, and like I say, I'm glad he's still with us. But on the Tiger question, back in, and I'm going to go back to the 2010 season, and bear with me for just a second. 2010 season didn't go so well, especially offensively. I don't remember the record, 6-6, 7-6, 6-7. And in 2009, Dabo's first full year when Billy Napier was the OC, they made it to the ACC championship. Well, back then, Billy Napier had C.J. Spiller, Jacoby Ford, and Michael Palmer. And so I called in one morning in the 10 season, as usual, to complain. I used to be very good at that. And Mickey listened to me politely, and then he stopped me, and he said, listen to me, just a minute. He said, last year, Billy Napier had the players I just mentioned, and he said, who does he have this year? And if I remember correctly, it was the prima donna quarterback, Kyle Parker. That's what I called him. I think Andre Ellington was on that team, I believe, but that's all I can remember as far as, you know, offense. And my point is, for all the complaining about the Tigers, and I'm not bashing the players, I'm not bashing Dabo, I'm just making a point. If you go back to the 2011 to 2020 season, the 10-year run he had that very few coaches can match, if you look at the talent that was on the field and compare it to what's on the field now, although they're 4-star and 5-star, and they got a lot of hype before signing, they got a lot of hype heading into the, you know, the season, preseason hype, I have yet to see a superstar player on the field this season on either side. Now, West Coast had two good games in a row, I think, 7 catches over 100 yards. Adam Randall has done a good job, especially if you consider he's new to the position. But other than that, nobody ever talks about the difference in talent from those years and this season. And I think that's a fair point, and I just wanted to get your and Ben's take on that if you cared to comment. And as usual, I'll hang up and listen, and love the show. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks for your kind words about my grandpa, too. I think he's pretty good guy. I think Mike is right on this. I mean, I think one of the things about coaches is, particularly now in the transactional era that we're in, is that you get to, more or less, if you're in the station that Clemson is in, you get to pick your roster every year. And the players have to perform. Like, I think one of the things that's happened in this era is that, you know, development in a lot of ways is optional for some guys, because if guys aren't developed, you don't have to take responsibility for that necessarily. You just, like, gently kick them to the curb and go find somebody else. But if you are going to develop, then that development needs to happen. Because what's happening other places is the programs where there's not development, or programs where maybe some players are not performing, they're just going to go get some developed guy. and they're just going to get in there and perform. To me, that's where it falls on coaches. I agree with Mike about the players. I also think, and I was actually thinking about this based on an answer that Dabo gave yesterday about rotating defensive linemen. The reason that they rotated 10 defensive linemen in 2014 is because Dan Brooks, and was it Marion Hobby then in 14? They developed those guys. They were productive players who deserved to play. The reason that they could put second and third string wide receivers on the field and have success, the reason Martavis Bryant played as a freshman at Clemson was not because he understood the offense or blocked in the run game. It was because he could run down there faster than the corner and go catch the ball. I'm not even sure Martavis Bryant knew a play. That's not disrespectful to him. I'm legitimately saying that. I actually don't know if he was asked to do anything as a freshman, but run down there and look for the ball, and if it's up in the air, just grab it. That's called equipping a player to go and play. And so, like, I would agree that the talent is not showing itself the way that it needs to. I think the coaches have some responsibility for that. I really do. We'll talk more about that and some other stuff on the other side. First, let me tell you about Empire Homes. Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, 3 miles from historic downtown Pendleton, 8 miles from Clemson, 10 minutes to I-85, just down the street from Pendleton High School. This is an experience built over 30 years of experience. You can move in faster, build your dream home. One or two stories, low 400s, 2 to 5 bedrooms, 1,800 to 3,400 square feet. It's incredible. It's perfect for game day, weekends, visits, or future rental income. You can build it from the ground up or personalize it, or you can move in right now. 3,900 square foot design studio is there for the taking. Everything from exterior colors to dream kitchen, they can customize it all. Save up to $25,000 on completed homes, up to $15,000 when you build. Schedule an appointment today at EmpireHomesUpstate.com. That's EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Stay with us. Hour two of the program continues right after this.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Serving delicious meals at a fair price for over 50 years, Wendy's commitment to good done right is unwavering. For decades, they've served up great deals to feed the whole family. And nowadays, they're bringing you breakfast favorites. The pretzel baconator, the biggie bag, and you can't forget the frosty, all available to order in the palm of your hands with the Wendy's app. Doing the right thing in the right way is the Wendy's way.
Download the Wendy's app and visit your local store today.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the spotted lanternfly. It's got big wings and it's red and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it. But we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Fiori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Blockhaven.com, BLOCHaven.com. Blockhaven is not what I call my Twitter feed on Saturdays after losses. Blockhaven is a great place in Greenville.
See what you did there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you, you get no respect. Blockhaven is a place, though, where you can go bouldering, rock climbing. You can make it a part of your workout. You can take your kids. They have kids clubs there and kids teams that like work out a couple times a week that are like learn how to competitively do that, which I kind of thing is awesome. You want to take your kid to practice? That's great. You can just sit down, have a coffee, chill. Sounds like a good day to me. Blockhaven.com. Tell them The Roar sent you. You get 20% off your first day pass. BLOCHaven.com. That's Blockhaven.com. Texter says Blockhaven sounds like crypto.
That's funny.
I do. I appreciate that. Does
it is BLOC
BLOC
Haven, right?
Yes, BLOCHaven.com.
Have you ever been rock climbing?
I have. It's been a long, probably been 20 years since I've been rock climbing.
I enjoyed that so much more than I thought I would. Yeah, that's good times.
I need to go. With my one-year-old, she would want to do it. Like, it would probably make her mad that she couldn't do it. She gets real mad when she can't do stuff.
There's a little bit of an adrenaline rush that comes with that.
When I did it in, like, middle school, early high school, and I was just not strong, Ben. Like upper body strength. Like, pull-ups are still not my jam, but I can do a little bit. It was kind of frustrating because, you kind of need that to be able to do it. And now I feel like, at 36, now I feel like I have finally developed my body to the point that I probably could do it and truly enjoy it. Not as much, and I'm 13, and I'm like, well, never getting to the top of one of these. 654-ROAR is the number, 654-7627 on the phones or on the Adams Eagle Roofing text line. Can we talk about a couple things from the contest last week? Just a couple questions I have. We've talked about several games so far. Are we worried about Notre Dame at 0-2?
Okay. I am so glad you brought them up. Because I was thinking about Notre Dame this morning. As I've said, I felt better about Notre Dame after the Miami game than I did before, because I there was some validation there, even though they lost the game. You've got to have concerns about their defense after the A&M game. I mean, you got to have – you sort of hold Notre Dame defensively to a higher standard, and they're simply not very good compared to prior Notre Dame teams, right? I still think that from a talent standpoint and team standpoint, they are good enough to be a playoff team. But here's the problem with them, Quok. Think about this. There's a great chance Miami and Texas A&M are also playoff-type teams. And you need them to be good, them being Miami and A&M, to help your roster, your schedule, your strength of schedule. You need, they play Southern Cal. I don't think they play anybody else on paper that's really that hard. I don't remember right off. But anyway, what I'm getting at, like, you need these two losses to look like good losses, but at the same time, you're probably competing with them for a playoff spot, and they have a win over you. So that, it's just because of who they have lost to, helps them, but it also might be the thing that keeps them from being in the playoffs.
I'm going to do something right now that I don't know if I believe, but I'm going to address this in kind of a weird way, okay? I think Notre Dame and Clemson have suffered to some degree from the same thing, in that we just need to see those teams win. Now, Notre Dame, same thing. I think Notre Dame is sort of getting the treatment that Clemson got after Troy, where people are like, all right, this is two times. Now, we think you're going to figure this out, but you need to show us a little bit.
Yeah, and you're right, but to me they're different, because I think Notre Dame has played good enough to win both of their games.
Correct.
And they've lost.
I agree with that.
I don't think Clemson has played good enough to win all of their games.
I agree. From a strength of opponent standpoint, I think they're more similar than different. But from the standpoint of the performance, I agree with you.
And I feel bad. I hate even saying this out loud, but it's true. I think they do have good losses. Now, defensively, you certainly have concerns after the A&M game. You do. But I think they have performed well enough to win both of those games, and unfortunately they've lost both. And, losing one at home hurts you even more from a perception standpoint. Tim Bure, the leading authority on Notre Dame, and I really mean that, says Notre Dame was number one in the nation in pass efficiency defense last year, and so far they are 102.
I think they have gone from a legitimate superstar defensive coordinator to a jag. Mm-hmm. I think Chris Ash can't call a defense. I think Chris Ash was a good defensive coordinator 10 years ago.
But it's also different personnel, too.
It is different personnel. I agree with that. That's a long drop-off, though. what Tim's talking about. And you are first playing 15, 16 games and going to the national championship. So there at the end, you're playing great teams.
And now it'll be interesting to see. I just want to see what the committee does when it is an SEC team versus Notre Dame for the final spot. Does Notre Dame get the same benefit of the doubt that some other teams had in how you lost a game? I mean, they fumbled an extra point snap. Hold, rather.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of why they lost. I mean, the most improbable play. The play on an extra point, you don't even watch it. When's the last time you actually watched a snap and hold?
That's a great question.
It is such a given, yet in the moment, for whatever reason, touchdown Jesus reached down and swatted that ball away. Not today.
The Lord taketh away. That's a King James version.
So do they get the benefit of a half loss?
Sort of. I mean, here's the thing, what Tim's saying is correct. I can't square it with the fact that Marcel Reed was also 17 of 37. Like, every single completion was a gargantuan play. And if you need me to prove it, here are the... Again, this is a game where Texas A&M completed 17 passes. Are you ready for this? 86, 16, 45, 21, 24, 31, 18, 34. They had...
Did they have safeties on the team?
They had six completed passes out of 17 and went for 21-plus yards. I mean, that is just bust, and a little bit of foot speed. Some of it is yards after the catch because of foot speed. But I think you got to give Notre Dame a little credit for, you hold the quarterback less than 50%, you probably ought to win the game, especially a guy that throws it 37 times. But you're right. Like, Notre Dame's got to fix big plays. Big play busts are critically important in a game like this. You also can look at the drive chart for this game, and it tells you some interesting stuff. You thought Notre Dame had it figured out. I really did. I thought Notre Dame had it figured out in the second half because Texas A&M was going up and down the field on them. Second quarter, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. In the second quarter of this game, Texas A&M possessed the ball four times. They ran 23 plays for over 200 yards, scored 21 points, and missed a field goal. I thought Texas A&M was in control. Then the third quarter, I thought Notre Dame was in control. And then they decided they were going to go for it on fourth down from about midfield, and they turned the ball over. And then Texas A&M kicked the field goal, and then kicked the field goal, and then got a touchdown. Ran 13 plays in 2.5 minutes and scored a touchdown. Just a wild game. It was a wild, wild game where you felt like A&M had it at halftime, Notre Dame had it in the third quarter, and then A&M, for whatever reason, just flipped it right back at the end of the ball game. It's a weird, weird game. I do think there are questions about whether Chris Ash can run a defense. I'll ask you this question about Notre Dame, too. Do you think Notre Dame deserved to be ranked this week?
Based on the type of team that I really do think they are, yes. But the other side of that is who did not get ranked because they are?
But this is my issue, okay? I'm glad you put it that way. My issue is not necessarily that they were ranked. My issue is the gap between them and 26. They had 207 points in the AP poll this week, which is pretty far beneath Mizzou and pretty far above USC, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people rank Notre Dame despite the fact there have been 3 weeks of football and they've yet to win a game.
See, this is the struggle for me is Notre Dame and South Florida, for instance. I think Notre Dame is a lot better team than South Florida. But resume-wise, South Florida has two top 25 wins on their resume and a loss to a top five team.
Right.
You know? Notre Dame has zero wins but two really good losses. One to the same team in Miami.
I just don't see any issue with – we think Notre Dame is very good. Like, Jeff Sagarin has the Sagarin ratings have Notre Dame fifth, all right? And for sure you're not going to rank them fifth. But to me, you for sure have to take into account that there are 3-0 football teams out there. There's a South Florida team that got 83 points. South Carolina got 82, but like BYU, 94. Like what would be bad about BYU being ranked or Tulane being ranked with 33 points or Louisville being ranked with 25 points? Like not even close to Notre Dame. There's people that didn't even think about ranking Louisville that ranked Notre Dame because they lost well. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Look, Clemson's 1-2 with 6 points. Six in the AP poll. Notre Dame's 0-2 with 207. And I agree that the level of play has been higher at Notre Dame. But at some point, you got to win the games to be ranked after 3 weeks. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll go to...
One quick question.
Yes.
The line... Notre Dame has Purdue this weekend. I think the line's like 25 or something like that. Is Notre Dame in a situation where they have to win impressively, like 30-point type wins?
They might. I don't think it happens this week. I think they just need to win. I think if I had to, I would take the points in that game. But the way Purdue played against USC, like they were competitive enough against USC last week. But I do think that people will look for Notre Dame to
really stomp Purdue.
They do. Especially, yeah, like somebody pointed out, their schedule is cake from here to the end. They're going to be favored like nine of their next 10. For sure they're going to be favored. Stay with us. We'll have more on this on the other side. We'll go to Daniel as well. Hour two continues right after this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Reed's Jewelers has expanded their Haywood Mall location, and it's because of their great customers. America's largest family-owned jeweler is in the same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Shop the store and be amazed at how you'll save on diamonds, watches, and more. You're the reason Reed's has grown and moved into their new 21st century expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, delivering superior customer service. Next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
Clemson country, college football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
All right, so you're telling me that the next time I get stuck at 28 of the 30 traffic lights on Clemson Boulevard, that really I just need to play Amos Lee.
Listen, Amos Lee, any time of day, night, etc., it's going to do you good. It's good.
Okay.
It's good for the soul.
I like
music
that
right there.
I like that. Ben, I have a confession to make. This is going to make me mad again. So we may have to play Amos Lee mid-segment. You know, one of the reasons I'm really mad about the Reds last night is because I really thought they were going to win, and I really did factor that into my underdog plays, and I really did take a beating last night. I really, really did. That has not kept me from making some plans to potentially do some business tonight with underdog. Although I was like, the Reds, you're dead to me. Our Reds, I'm not going to do anything with you today. And that was a good move because they're already down 1-0. They gave a first inning home run.
Yeah, we're really close to going back to that being your Reds.
Yeah, that's right.
Really close.
You know what? It's going to be nobody's Reds here in a minute. Nobody's going to care, Reds. It's going to be underdog's Reds for, you know, some good matchups. Underdog Fantasy is the best place to play daily fantasy right now. If you sign up with our promo code OOB, you save score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Let's go to Daniel, who's up with us next on the phones. Hey, Daniel.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Doing good.
Awesome.
What's on your mind today, Daniel?
I tell you, I don't want to talk about my team, Christian Tiger. Because we don't know why we lost. Because I don't know why We lost two games.
Yeah, it's been tough, man. I don't have a ton of answers. It's been tough. You like Clemson? You're a big Clemson fan?
Yes, I am a big Clemson fan.
That's awesome. You know what? I think things are going to get better this week, Daniel. I think Clemson's going to win this week.
Hope so.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Daniel, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the phone call today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, great stuff. Great stuff there from Daniel. Always nice to hear from Clemson fans. That's good. 654-ROAR is the number. 654-7627 on the phones or on the Adams Roofing text line. One other question about our contest last week. You asked me, where are we on Alabama? And for the life of me, when we left yesterday, I couldn't remember if you said where you were on Alabama. Because I know that I talked about Ty Simpson. But I couldn't remember if we went all the way around the horn on that.
I still don't think – I know this is not an Alabama team of old, your Nick Saban-type Alabama team. I think where I am is those 50-50 games, I'm leaning more in the Alabama way now than I was. Like, at South Carolina, to me, in the summer, looked like a given South Carolina was going to win that game. I mean, that's one I almost put in ink. And now you're not so sure. You know, that you still got some time between now and then, and things can change. But I still think Alabama could be that 8-4, 9-3 kind of a team. You know, Oklahoma is a better team. LSU's a better team. I mean, they have losses still coming. But I don't feel I guess where I'm at, I'm not as down on Alabama as maybe I thought I was going to be. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. I'll admit, I expected them, and you know this, I expected them to struggle against Florida State more so than a lot of people. I expected them to look really good against ULM and Wisconsin. So if I'm being honest, I feel similar in terms of the results. I feel similar to what I thought that I would feel at this point about Alabama, which is I don't think Alabama is good enough to go to the SEC championship game, but I also don't think Alabama is, you know, throw them in the trash, put a fork in them. I don't think that's true. Now, it will be very interesting to see what happens at Georgia because
I unintentionally left Georgia out too. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. The game coming off of the bye this week, both teams are coming off a bye, the Alabama-Georgia game, Tennessee showed how. Not everybody can do it the way Tennessee did, but Tennessee showed how to attack Georgia. You know that Kirby is riding those DBs harder than anything these last 2 weeks, the 2 weeks between those games. However, Alabama has Ryan Williams, and they have what has been so far one of the most efficient quarterbacks in America. In Ty Simpson, which I did not think I was going to say that. It will be a fascinating sort of measuring stick where Georgia's already had one in the Tennessee game. I think Alabama really hasn't had one. Because Florida State, for all this, playing Florida State first was going to be hard. Totally new offense, totally new defense, totally new players. How do you prepare? They could have played better, certainly. But in terms of getting a game plan together and whatnot, I think Georgia is the actual measuring stick for Alabama. They did what, in my opinion, they're supposed to do against Wisconsin, which is make Wisconsin look like a 5-7 Big Ten team.
Could you also say that Alabama's the measuring stick for Georgia, though? Or was that Tennessee?
Based on what I've seen so far, I think Tennessee looks like a better team than Alabama right now. And that was a road game against Tennessee. I can't believe I'm saying it.
I can't believe you're saying it either. I can't believe that I think I agree with that.
I mean, now, get back with me in a week or two. But the reality is that Alabama going on the road to face Georgia, I think that's a measuring stick for Alabama, just to see if you can stack up there. For Georgia, here's the thing. You go to Tennessee, you are favored by a field goal. You won by a field goal. Basically, you did what Vegas wanted you to do. I think the measuring stick part here is now you get a big game in your home turf. where it's not going to be enough just to win the game or, you know, to have some of the same issues. I think people want to see if Georgia can have some things ironed out. So that's sort of where I would fall on that spectrum. I still look at Missouri. I thought Alabama was going to smoke Missouri in the preseason. I look at the Missouri game as difficult, like you said. I look at South Carolina as maybe the way I looked at Missouri earlier, based on what I've seen so far. You mentioned that LSU is better than Alabama. I think I agree. I am a little worried about this LSU offense, though. I'm worried about the 15th-ranked offense in the SEC. With Garrett Nussmeier at quarterback and all these weapons and these returners and what I think is a decent run game and all this. I'm a little concerned about that offense. Now, Brian Kelly's going to tell you he's not concerned because they're winning on defense. Which, you know, to his credit, I've said this in defending Brian Kelly this week from jumping down the reporter's throat, that immediately after they beat Florida, when he has been raked over the coals for simply not winning games, we scored a lot of points, but we lost some games. No one cared. Now we're winning games, and people are wondering where the points are. I could see Brian Kelly being frustrated by that.
Would we agree, though, that LSU's talent on offense is much better than what the points that they have scored so far?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, Clemson's in that same boat. I think Texas is in that same boat. There are others. It's been slow starting, but I think it's coming.
I do too. LSU is last in the SEC in scoring right now,
and you know, Florida was lower scoring than what people had hoped. In a game like that, I mean, that is such a bitter rival between the two. I don't know. I almost don't even pay attention to that.
Let me say this. There are concerning signs about LSU's offense, and we can have that conversation. Because moving forward, there is sort of like Clemson. If you want to get the season right, you have to play better offensively. If you want to go to Ole Miss and win, you better score more than 20.
Yeah, there are concerning signs, but one of those signs is not talent.
That's right.
And I feel like talent gives you an advantage when you have when you start off like this, because I mean if you're 3 games in and you realize you're just not as talented as you thought, there's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's not where I think LSU is offensively.
It's a chemistry thing, right? Offensive line, receiver, maybe
a little bit. I'm still not sure Nussmeier is 100%. He probably won't be all year.
I'm concerned about lack of big plays more than anything. Like I said coming into the Clemson game that Clemson's biggest issue is going to be that LSU is going to hit some big plays. And I'm looking right now at big plays. I'm looking at long plays of 20 plus yards. And would you believe it? LSU and Texas are at the bottom of the SEC in plays of 20 or more yards. They're tied for 15th with 11 plays of 20 or more yards. If you go to 30 plus, you get 6 apiece. So that's more middle of the pack. But still, that's middle of the pack. I expected this offense to be more explosive. Garrett Nussmeier's averaging like 6.3, 6.4 yards per attempt. That ain't good enough. That's simply not good enough for Nussmeier. So I need to see a little bit more from LSU. They play Southeastern this week. Maybe that'll help them boost those numbers. Mm-hmm. Where we're not talking about it being last. But if they don't, well, then I think you ask more questions.
Yeah, and you may not know until they're at Ole Miss. You know, maybe that'll be – because you saw what Arkansas did point-wise at Ole Miss.
What a fun game.
It was a fun
game.
That game
was fun.
I would have never thought I'd say that. Yeah, there's, you know, you kind of raise an eyebrow at the LSU offense, but I'm not terribly concerned yet.
Agreed. Yeah, I sort of in that bucket of we expect them to be better, and we think that they will be better. We just need to see it now. They need to flex their muscles a little bit. Otherwise, they are going to turn up some heat. Do you get my point? I know we got 30 seconds here. Do you get my point on Brian Kelly? Like, I'm not saying he was right to jump down the reporter's throat, but for a guy who they scored a bunch of points but weren't winning enough and he's getting ripped for that, if they win the game and then people are ripping him for not scoring enough points, like, I'd be pretty pissed. I'd be pretty pissed about that if it were me.
Especially when you're 3-0 playing two pretty tough games.
Exactly. Oh, no question. No question about it. All right, hour two is done. Hour three, Will Vandervoort with lots of great things to say after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens.